Well, Tony, the start of the race is almost upon us. I suppose the first question, Tony, would be, what makes this cycling event so special?
Well, it's a history alone, and it was originally started out for the County Raiders, and it's just grown in stature over the years, and it's gone into an international standard now, you know. But the ethos of the race is really for the County Raiders, you know.
It's international status, as you say, and I suppose when you get somebody like Team Wiggins looking to enter a team into the event, it shows how, I suppose, how the development of this race has progressed over the years.
But it has developed. It's been developing steady over the last lot of years. Like when you take it, like you've got Mark Cavendish, John Degenkolb, Tony Martin, a fellow called Bandangas, you know, an awful lot of boys, and Gareth Thomas. All them young fellas came through the Ross, you know, representing their different countries. And that was the international end of it. But it was really, really fun for the County Raiders, you know. But it's just, like everything else in sport now, it's just progressing.
Yeah,
you know? And it just mushroomed through the years.
Yeah, and if we look at some of the big names through the years in Irish cycling, the Ross was a starting point under the county jersey and under their local team for a lot of them.
Yeah, there are a lot of boys, like, you know, it's like it's something like the GAA, you know, a lot of boys took pride in representing their counties, you know, and it was a big thing, you know, the Irish culture.
And Tony, why was the decision taken to take it back to the North West? Donegal is going to play a huge part. It hasn't been here since 2012. Why are you coming back to the North West region again?
Well, since I took over, we were in the west of Ireland, in the Midlands. We've been down in Kerry and West Cork a few times, and I hadn't been up the northwest for a few years, so we just tried to spread it out. It is 8 days, you know. It's it always starts in Dublin and fantastic finish now in Skerries this past 11 years, and things, you know, you just like to get up around the country and to move it to the general public as much as possible.
Donegal is a big county, so it is. You could possibly have 8 stages alone here in Donegal, but how stiff a challenge is this one going to be now for not just the county riders, but for those international riders as well?
It's going to be a stiff challenge right enough. But then again, you just don't know. These young fellas are that fit, and the equipment has changed in cycling. You know, there's so many different aspects of cycling now, the way they train, the way the fitness of the young fellas and things like that are, it's just hard to say. But it will be, you know, it will be a demanding race in Donegal. Like, you have practically 3 flat stages till you hit Donegal, and then you have the Mamore Gap and coming back into Buncrana, which will be tough.
Yeah. Let's just take a look, a breakdown at the stages involving Donegal. Bundoran is the first town that's going to feature come Tuesday. There's a stage finish there. Ronan McLaughlin, if we think back to 2012, almost had a stage winner for a Donegal. Unfortunately for him, it didn't happen. But are we going to expect a very, very pacey end to that one?
It will be something similar. And Ronan has great memories of that, I'm sure. But he rode well that day, and he'll be out to do something this year again. And I hope he does do something, because it'll be brilliant, you know. But the Donegal stage will be flat, will be fast, and it'll be a good finish in the centre of Bundoran.
Then from Bundoran, they go to Buncrana on the Wednesday. Mamore Gap is thrown in there. Interesting to note, as you head towards the end of the stage, there's a lot of climbs before the finish in Buncrana, and that's going to be a real, real test for all the riders. And this is where you're going to see the climbers come out their own, probably, are you, Tony?
Yes, that's where the climbers will show up. And also the tactical finish coming in back into Buncrana. Now, the finish this year, like, you could be thinking you're going to take the finish yourself, but could be a possibility. If there's 4 or 5 riders, it'll be a very, very demanding finish, you know. And just because the fellow's the first one around the corner, it's not going to say he's going to be the winner on that stage either.
Then on the Thursday, Buncrana to Dunloe. It's going to be a scenic route around the coast of Donegal, but the riders aren't going to have much time to take in their surroundings, that's for sure. This is the longest stage of the race, so it is, Tony.
Yeah, they will not enjoy that stage, I don't think. Now, I'm saying that now, the Horry Blaney Bridge came into question there. That was the reason, that stage, because we could join up both sides of the river, you know, and that That is a fantastic stage, I think. And there's good roads, good surface. But the last 20, 25 kilometres, I think, into Dunloe will be very hard on them, you know. And that'll play a vital part in the whole week of the race.
They leave Dunloe then and head for Donegal Town on Friday, May 26th. And this is going to be another testing ride for them. There's a lot of twists and turns in this one. It's a bit shorter. It's not as long. But it's a stage that could play a big part in deciding who's going to take victory in this race.
I think it will, because the boys will be riding hard for the previous 2 days. And I think it is a short stage, okay. But it's short because there's 7 climbs on it. And there's stiff climbs. You know, and it'll take a lot out of them. And that's where I hope our county riders come into the fore to stay with the lads. You know, the internationals, I think, will enjoy this stage. Like, there's a lot of ups and downs on Gillaton Road the whole way, right to the finish.
And then, of course, you leave Donegal and you head towards the finish over two days, heading into Skerries. As a race organiser, you know who's coming, you know who's going to be involved. Who do we have to watch out for, Tony, next week during the RAS and Donegal and the rest of the country?
The RAS is just a combination of eight single-day stages, you know. And it's very, very hard to say. I've seen boys going up the road and gaining 5 and 6 minutes one day, and they think, like, you know, they're safe. But the next day, the boys just go out and just bother away. And it's that type of race, you know. I always look on those eight individual days, you know, and it's just up to yourself to control your time and watch who's going. And it's very, very hard to say who's going to win the race. And we usually wait there by Thursday or Friday before we'll make a prediction. You know, most nights we're all sitting about having a chat and looking at the GCC, and we're all picking different riders, you know. Like, this past 5 years, it's been down to just seconds and minutes when the boys have got the Skerries. It's that tight.
And having an Irish winner as well, if there's an Irishman standing top off the podium with the leader's jersey on at the end of the final stage and to carry it adds to the whole RAS that there's a home winner.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Even the stage winner, you know, a home winner would be fantastic. And even to see some of our lads getting up on the stage is fantastic. You know, with the competition coming from the continent, you know, and the Americas and places like that. And there's teams from all over the world want to come to this race now. But, you know, you're confined to a budget and you're confined to different things, you know. And but there's teams from all over the world want to come to it now. It's got that popular.
Just finally then, Tony, how important is it that people get out on the road and support the riders and create that whole atmosphere that there is that goes with the RAS? Because the competitors will all feed off it, particularly the locals.
Yeah, exactly. The boys will feed off it, and it gives them a boost, you know, because you do get another sense of adrenaline when you're going through the towns. It lifts the lads a bit, and when they see people at the side of the road clapping for them and shouting at them, you know, it gives them another moral boost, you know, because they really do need it at times, because it is a very, very hard sport.
Okay then, Tony, many thanks for taking the call as we look ahead to what hopefully will be another successful and safe Ampost RAS race. And all we can do is wish you and your team all the best over the next week or so.
Well, thanks very much. I hope to see you when we're up there.